Deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on
Botched.
Is it good that things are happening for Yarkis? He decided to live for one more mission.
Yarkis, you know what helps sober you up?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Jesus.
From yous.
It's myth.
All right, maybe.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 32nd episode of our fifth season. Thanks for tuning in again. We are going to start where we left off last time, as the party has just arrived at the planetary cruise ship Evanescence.
I'm going to make you my myth-tipus.
The ship gets an automatic signal, mm-hmm. Sort of like a greeting call. It's just like, hi, welcome to the spaceship cruise line Evanescence. Please dock at your leisure and come aboard.
I don't trust it.
I mean, it's an automated message. You can trust it.
Trust automation.
We're experiencing some delays.
We'll Are we starting automation?
In impulse. In this
the automation empire?
So it seems like it's moving at normal full speed, so it doesn't, yeah. So it's just cruising right along.
Engage docking clamp.
Holy shit, are we going to do the plot of Speed 2?
Gotta stop it from running into that. By the way, you guys don't know what the planet they're going to, but it's a flat planet.
Well, I thought we were going to do the whole Rick and Morty thing where we go on this space train and it's going places and we fly Jesus, maybe?
I don't know what space train
is. I stopped watching Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
It was like last season?
Yep, didn't watch it.
All right, let's go and get this last vampires. So we can continue the actual stories.
You get an alert on your phone from Plaku that says,
be careful, she is real vampire. She suck your blood like she suck a mine.
Okay, I'll take that into a considerations.
Okay.
Thank you for literally calling when this could have been a text message.
Best of luck. Wanted to see your face one last time because you probably die.
I hope so.
So I never have to hear your voice again.
So yeah, so you guys just docking?
Could have been an email.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I'm saying, the fire buddy. It could have been a text message.
Fair enough. So when you dock with the other ship, you immediately start to hear coming through the door a...
Congo line.
It's not a Congo line, but it's like a... It's like a... It's like a...
Instead of maracas, it's just guns talking.
A spacey island beat.
Kevin Spacey.
I don't like that.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, no. So yeah, so it's just a cool island jam coming through the speaker system.
Under the sea.
So it's under the sea, slowed down 50% with a backbeat.
It's a lot of steel drums.
Under the deep.
And ambient droning. Lo-fi jams to sip mimosas too.
Sure. I'm pretty down with that. That's going to last.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks as though the docking has been completed and is successful. So you are free to enter at your leisure.
I enter.
Okay.
All right. Keith.
So when you enter,
Keith, go damn it, Keith.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. I was working on the guidance.
Yeah. I want this ship in tip-top shape when we return.
Already there. Yep, doing it. Yep, working on it.
All right.
And don't let Perkins get in your way.
I won't. Perkins
if
and
you
I
could,
will we'll get along.
If you turn him into a Soyberg that follows all of instructions, that would be fine, too.
What now? Soyberg? Who's Soyberg?
Soyberg.
What?
So the translation is weird.
Huh?
Well, let me let you talk to AJ.
What?
Cyborg! God damn it.
Who's the cyborg?
AJ.
Soyborg.
That's like the soy boys.
It's a cyborg.
It's a vegan cyborg.
Yes.
Wait, you're a cyborg?
God damn it.
AJ's not a cyborg, is he?
No, you're not
I
listening.
I said, if you had to turn Perkins into a cyborg, it'd be all right with us.
Oh, well, that's what you said. Okay.
To make him obey.
And pretty much ignore anything that has to do with lubricant or large messes, or anything orgy-related.
He's good at multitasking.
He's going to not do...
But orgies are a big waste of time.
They are banned.
Oh, they're banned?
Well, on the good. Ship.
Well,
yeah.
Then I definitely won't do that.
Keith, you're in charge when we're gone.
Yes, you can only have an orgy if you are in a band.
Maybe and we should put Verde in charge.
Orgies kill productivity.
Keith's a little... Go get her.
Well, I thought this was going to go Captain? To vote, but the Keith seems like a very good person to keep in charge.
All right, whatever, let's go.
So who's in charge, Keith or Verde?
I don't get to make that decision.
Okay.
Verdissimo.
You guys get to swap. One person makes a decision, and then it goes to the other. So here's the command stick, and it's like a tiny rain stick.
Okay.
Here, that's... That's to note who's in charge of the con.
You haven't seen Verde in a very long time because Verde stays in the engine room following protocol to a T.
Yeah.
No, then not Verde.
But
Verde
she's always listening, though. Oh, no, yeah, no, she's definitely not fun. She's very by the book. All about protocol.
I love it.
Yeah, he loves
it. So basically
it.
Our it's original awful. Captain.
What was that?
More protocol than the original captain.
Tons.
Yeah, she would have left you to die because that's what protocol would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ain't no space for heroes. We're trying to
ain't no space for heroes.
Band name for heroes.
Yeah,
so. They do pop punk.
Okay, so yeah, so you walk. It the first section is it's very fun. It's very tropical looking, but it's also a decontamination room. So it's definitely making the sizzling noises, and you're getting hit with. Refreshing waves of decontaminated some sort of chemicals.
What does Suit Poo look like?
Suit Poo, you remember her being an octopus with red eyes.
Okay, red eyes? What
white
else?
Skin.
She was a ball, like she had black skin, I would say. And her testicles were bright white.
Okay.
And she was bald.
Well, I mean, she's an octopus.
It's extra bald.
The hottest octopus bald, in though. Space.
Double bald.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, so you go through decontamination. Yeah. It takes a solid couple minutes before it goes off, and then it brings you into like a waiting room, it looks like, and it's just playing a nice
Did you vote
slow...
for Dukakic? Is that what you're trying to say?
Dukakic.
Tukrotic.
Tukakic.
I don't know what that is. I take a powder. You're in this room. There's a very nice, comfortable chairs that are there, and it's got a little timer to indicate how long before you can enter the rest of the ship. Lots of pamphlets for things you can do on the ship, activities, also information on the planets that you're going to.
Do they have a licensed slug massagist?
They, not a slug massagist, but they do have a massage person.
Yeah, look, they got the water slides and have a free comedy show.
Free economy?
Free economy, comedy show.
Then they have the Russian roulette tournament. This is the best. I understand why people want to spend...
Duty-free shopping all over the ship.
Yeah! That sounds awesome!
So while you're in this room, it gets to be about a minute left on the clock, and you notice that the... So when you guys originally came in, the door's closed behind you, obviously, because of decontamination. But yes. Then you noticed, with about a minute left... A secondary and a tertiary set of doors close in that same section that look like they're much more heavy duty, and it even says quarantine on the door.
Mm.
And at that point, the other doors open up, but when they do, the rest of the outside
I
looks...
I pull my guns out.
Yeah, you should do that, yeah. The outside, you can't really see too well because the lights are flickering.
Oh, great.
Inside looks great where you guys are.
Is this Vampire Cruises?
It's fucking, Eros. From The Expanse. Is it Eros?
30 Days of Night? Yes, you're thinking of Eros, yes.
Yeah.
Are they taking us to the buffet?
You do see, well, so, do a perception check for me.
Vampire Dead Space, yes. Perception
14.
20, not natural.
So, you see that there are guidance lights in the... Open area. You haven't left the space that you're in yet.
Yeah, the place where the lights are on.
Yeah. In the blinky lights, there's blood smeared all over the walls, and there are little bits of what you're guessing are, at one point, humanoid or at least living creatures.
Oh, that used to be a person.
Yeah, all over
Maybe
the place.
Maybe persons. Yeah.
And there are scratch marks on the wall.
It's like alien isolations.
But there are guidance lights on that are on. But the cool island jams keep on playing. So
that's... so it's like a dead the Bioshock as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah. So that's what you...
This music really adds to the ambiance.
It's good to kill too.
Oh, I feel very killing.
You better calm down there, Joran. You're too excitable.
In your perception check, you also heard a very distant somebody screaming, "Help me," over and over and over. But it sounds like it's very distant from where you currently are.
He'll be
echoing
fine.
Down the hallway. Help me!
That doesn't sound that far away.
I mean, I can't. I gotta go upstairs.
I'm gonna open up comms.
It's...
Just talk to the ship squirrel! All right. Ask him where to go!
I think that's static.
I try to boost the signal.
I don't care what his name is! You just talk to him!
Do I have service on my phone?
No service.
Son
on
of
phone.
A bitch.
Only 2G.
1G.
It's useless.
Can't even send a GIF that says help us. All right. Well,
I'm gonna start going down the hall and using my tracking beakers to find the suit pool.
So yeah, so it is blinking definitely. And when you come out, it's sort of like a corner location. So if you're looking on the ship where it's got all those little so there's a number of like docks that are on this space station / ship. It's almost in like a star pattern or an asterisk, if you will. So when you come in, you're on a corner, so you can go left or right, essentially. But the lights are telling you to go left.
I know what the lights are, but I'm going to use the
and your
the
tracker's
clock.
Showing you left as well.
Okay.
What direction was the scream coming from?
Left.
Left it is.
Let's go right.
What? Okay, I'm going left.
Sure.
There's probably treasure that way.
You guys can split that seems up. Like a good idea.
Zorthox?
Yeah, I know his name.
Oh, okay. By the way, your handheld device does give you a readout of the basic layout of the ship.
What's to the right?
It automatically downloaded it onto the
pad. Oh, good.
Pad.
Automatic downloads. Fucking thought I turned that shit off. Turns out I was wrong. Damn it, service update.
No, your phone was just gaslighting you.
Well, you know, I pay extra for that.
So, what was your question?
What is to the right?
Yeah.
Oh, so on this entire floor of the space station is all about, like, docking bays and things like that. So it's all enter-exit. There's not a whole lot else going on
it's
this
a parking garage. Room.
There are some food stations in case somebody wants a last bite to eat before they go, but that's about it.
Well, I wonder
if they have
cruise
any food
ship.
This level. On this level, anyway.
I'm 20 minutes away from the buffet. I might as well fill up before I get there.
Well, so above you, like the upper levels, looks
Why
like
not?
That's where the... Oh, you can't hear me. All you hear is a squirrel chirping. So it looks like the area above, because it gives you very basic layouts, the area above is for the driving of the ship, the control of the direction and all that jazz. And the lower sections are where all the activities and where people are staying. So that's where mostly everybody is. Up top, it's like a skeleton crew sort of thing.
So we're going to want to go fight those skeletons on the bridge.
I don't like skeletons.
We should probably stop this horror ship from going any further.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we need to hit up the bridge. And from there we can, I don't know, maybe turn the lights up.
We're going to take it onto the bridge?
Well, they look like...
well done.
They look like they're flickering because... they've been smashed a bit, so they're kind of on the fritz.
They were hanging out with Jaegers.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, god damn it,
John.
You fuck.
So yeah, so you can follow the lights. Now, the lights don't tell you to go into the transport bays, where you would go up and down and whatnot, but you do see that they are around, so all the doors are closed on them, though.
Call
but
one.
The lights keep going
to
past,
open it.
So.
Fuck the lights.
Okay.
Hoya, my name's Zoop Zoop, and I'm here to shoot. I get my cybernetic arm out with a buckler and a cybernetic sword and a repeating rifle. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Because Zoop Zoop's a soldier.
Oh, you have cyborg limbs now? When did this happen?
Yeah, he's a soldier.
Hey, I've got one of those, and I show him the one in my backpack.
I don't remember him replacing his limbs.
You gotta actually attach it.
but all right.
I did it off screen.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. yeah, so you're at the ready. So, yeah, the doors are closed, so you just have to force them open, probably. It doesn't look like the button's working when you hit it. It's just like click, click, click.
I can open them up pretty easily. With the natural ones.
Tentacle falls off.
It grows back, don't worry.
Do you need some assistance?
Yeah, you end up straining to the point where it rips one of your tentacles off.
No, but that's my favorite testicle!
But it'll grow back eventually.
It takes a couple months?
Down to five now?
I don't even bother counting, there's so many.
I still got one until I'm normal like you.
I did lose a couple before, didn't I? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they grew back. Yeah, they grew back.
All right, well, maybe we could try this again as a group effort.
You're right, I still got it.
All right, I'm going to keep watch.
You hear another bout of screaming. But
where's it coming from?
Same direction where the lights are coming from, but it sounds like it's closer.
Oh, my God, help me!
What are you,
16
you sobering up? Is there a problem?
The doors do pry open a little bit. They get about a foot. You get about a foot distance between the doors. Where they open them up, and
it better not be full of fucking vomit zombies.
It's not full of zombies. It's full of what looks to be entrails. It almost looks like it's a big long nest, just like all this, not webbing, but like just this weird viscous sort of intricate mesh of fleshy things that you're not sure. You've never seen it before. It's fucking gross.
It looks like it used to be people.
Maybe. Or some sort of
somebody's
living
watching
creature.
The Expanse.
I've never seen it.
Somebody should definitely fucking watch The Expanse.
The only thing you see, by the way, is so there are the cables that go up and down, but you don't see a
car.
The car attached to it.
Push the button.
It's dead.
How far away is the screamings?
Do a perception check.
It's
for
getting
me.
Closer.
It is getting closer.
So it's getting closer to us, or we're getting closer to it?
Well, you stopped moving, but it sounds like it's still getting closer.
How about the 20s?
It's definitely getting closer. Fairly slowly, but getting closer.
I'm going to scribbles down there real quick and see if I can do it. See what it is, but stealthily.
You're stealthing?
Mm-hmm. To see what it is.
Okay. Roll me a stealth check.
How about the natural one?
Stealth to puss.
Nobody can hear me. I am so stealthy.
Yeah, you're going
down the hole. Stealth like Yaki.
Yeah, I got a 93 on that. So you're being very loud as you squish through the halls.
I am a stealth to puss. So, walking down the halls.
So eventually, as the
do you realize that everyone can hear him.
No.
Yakis, you did not turn on your initial dampness?
As you're going around this curve in the hallway, the lights aren't flickering so much in the distance. They're pretty dim. You also see, like, this weird outline in the distance in the hallway, Yakis, and you hear this...
Is that you, Sheila?
Roll me an intelligence check.
How about the 19?
Sounds an awful lot like a Wendigo. So you know that's the sound of a Wendigo.
I gotta do a contract.
Sure.
Wendy? A natural one.
Yeah, Wendy.
So, just for story's sake.
Sure.
This is the only thing that I fear in the universe are Wendigos. So I rolled a natural one.
So you're... I was one digit off from death.
And you only have
from fear?
Seven arms?
Yeah, scared to death. I mean, it would have been 100. So it's a one. So you're not terrified to the point of paralysis, but you're definitely like, oh fuck! Your entire body is like seizing up.
There's ink all over the place, and I lose all the color out of myself.
And you notice, like, in the blinking of the lights in the distance, the shape disappears.
Does that just mean your suit's full of ink?
But you hear the echo of the.
And he inked himself.
And it just echoes down the hallways.
Well, that was just weird. Crawl up into an octoball.
So he disappears and doesn't come back. For how long do you wait for him to come back before you go look for him?
A
minute or two.
Let's give him...
When Mississippi?
Yeah, let's give him
a
minute.
I mean, we heard him not being stealthy, and then all of a sudden he stopped. And now he's actually being stealthy.
Yeah. Would that be worrisome or normal?
I think
no
he's,
one ever knows.
He's probably not. He didn't. He's probably not being quiet.
Yorkish, okay. Can you say dingo if you're in trouble? Yorkish, tap the comms. Hello. Can you say dingo ate my baby if you're in trouble?
What are you throwing dice for?
That was another natural one.
Oh my god!
That's four. Four on that die.
It's a good thing we're not marking it down.
That's true. You'd be super fucked.
Like, that's within the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Four fucking
that's
ones.
That's because you got a crit
I've had two,
on the last episode.
Two ones as well.
So you are unable to speak. You are stunned with fear. And you're still
well,
curled
I guess
up in
he's
your
He's all right, guys. He's not saying the code word, so.
Let's go get him.
What's...
You hit the comm button and all you get is, not static, but just like dead
whimpering.
Oh no, he's Muppet crying. We have to help him.
We thought he was.
All right, everyone in formation.
A V?
We just pull out our guns and then just run down.
Just walk in a straight line.
So you move not far down the hallway. Basically, that's the
like
moment he
feet.
Gets back into view, you see that he's curled up into a ball and just shivering.
Oh, who's a
Yakish?
Little... Who's a little
have you tried not
because...
being scared? Yakish. I don't see what the big deal is. It's just a Wendigo.
Yakish, what did you see?
With
what,
your
what was
elf
it, bud?
Eyes? What do your squid eyes see, elfish? Your jellyfish eyes?
Terror.
Whoa.
You saw terror.
Metal puss?
How much does he weigh?
With the water tank, probably
couple
he's a little hefty.
Pounds.
Yeah, because of the water tank.
Couple hundred pounds?
Water tank?
With all the water?
Yeah.
It's space water,
it's
all
like
right?
Five
it's
gallons.
Fluid.
It's heavy.
A couple hundred pounds of water.
No.
Yeah. probably...
Like 50 pounds.
Yeah, that's
a total? I'd probably say about close to 200 pounds. Because
it's
of
fat
water.
Octopus.
Just because of the water
just
in the
as
suit.
I am.
It's like 5 gallons of water only weighs...
I know, but he's got a suit, too.
40 pounds?
Yeah,
something like that. That.
Can't be that heavy. He's got to be able to move.
Okay. He's 150 pounds.
I pick him up.
I'm a fatopus.
A fatopus.
I sling him over my shoulder.
Octofat. He hasn't, like, relaxed, so he's still a ball. So he's more just, like, sort of it's like a resting.
Beer ball.
Shoulder? Yeah.
I shove my gun in there and carry him like a knapsack.
Mm-hmm. Roll a perception check for me.
19.
You hear another scream of, "Help me!" down the hallway.
Dad, just shake my head. No. No.
Yakish, buddy, we're going to need you to you know, come back.
It's another natural one. Another
Yakish?
Die into the fucking inferno.
You pass out from fear.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he just goes limp, as you can tell. Yeah. He's passed out.
All right, guys, do you want me to scout this? Because I have these stims that I can inject into myself
what?
And become invisible.
What?
However, I will probably die after I use it, because these things are rough.
What?
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 Can become invisible with my stim injector.
That sounds...
Oh, he's taking drugs.
I mean,
invisible drugs?
Invisimeth.
Invisaloin meth, yes.
Meth visible.
Invisible.
Meth vision.
Like a plain colored pumpkin.
I mean, as a good productive worker, I will take my daily allotment of meth and never more or less to be in line with corporate guidelines for increasing overall profitability. However, if I die, that'd be bad for productivity, so I can take all the stealth meth I need.
Yeah, do it up.
Sure.
Get to all it, right. Soupster. I'm going to readjust Yakish here. I'm going to wear him like a scarf.
Okay. So you're taking
a
bunch of meth?
Invisible.
Okay.
My steam injector for my class.
Okay. Is there any sort of negative impact to doing that?
After it wears off, yeah.
Okay. And how long does it last?
3 turns.
Okay. 3 turns, you're invisible.
All right, I'm going to run down towards the noise.
Okay.
Athletics with double proficiency. I get a natural 20.
Yeah. So you are sprinting down this hallway as it gets darker and darker. The blood and gore gets worse and worse as you run down this hallway. It gets darker and darker to the point. Do you have what sort of vision do you have? You're American, so
human.
Probably regular, right?
Yeah, but I'm a.
You have you turn on your flashlight.
Slug, yeah, and I've got a space cybernetic arm with a helmet, so I could probably see a lot.
High or low?
Lou?
You don't.
Turn on your flashlight.
It's more for show than anything else.
I'm kind of invisible, so I'm not really trying to light myself.
Fine.
What?
Use predator vision.
So it's really, really dark to the point where it's very hard for you to see. You have a red light on your eye, which is somehow invisible because you're invisible right now. But it's not really helping you too much to see in the dark.
Well, can I sense it with my meth sense?
With your meth sense?
Yes.
Roll me a perception check.
The crystal vibrations?
A methception.
How's a 19 on the die? My intelligence is 18.
You feel like you're being watched right now.
How? I'm invisible?
I'm just saying you feel like you're being watched. Like there's something in the vicinity that's perceiving in the vicinity. It might not necessarily be looking right at you, but you feel like you're being watched. Like sensation.
You feel a presence.
Can I throw a flash grenade and record it with my in-cam helmet cam?
Wouldn't it fuck up your helmet cam?
It would if I aim it at the corner. So I just see the flash of light, but maybe the monster?
Okay.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
Not a fucking co-op.
Okay.
Stop trying to push the departed on everybody.
I was going to say, he's just constantly quoting it. All right, so would you roll to throw your grenade?
Is it a strength or a dexterity?
It's a dex.
I got an 18.
Okay, so you throw it in such a way that it's behind you, so the flash will go off. So whatever camcorder you have will record whatever it is, and that'll be that. So you toss it behind. Do a perception check to see if you see where it is.
I perceive with a 15.
You definitely see some sort of shape in the corner, like the upper corner of the ceiling. And it looks as though it's an octopus person, kind of. But you only get the briefest of glances. It looks like it's a rotting octopus, and it's got a lot of spines growing out of the skin, especially around the testicle regions. And
tentacle? You're trying to say tentacle, voice, and head?
Testicle.
Tentacle?
I'm pretty sure it's canon now. It's testicle.
All right, tentacle.
Yeah. And it looks almost like a rotting version of Yakish, but much more horrifying.
Rockish?
And you hear a loud squealing noise when you do that, as if you agitated something by blinding it.
All right, we'll now run back to the group.
That's
and share
one
my
turn.
Information.
Okay, so you start
to
run.
Oh, hold on. I got one turn there, so I can get one turn back. I have one turn in here. I'm going to throw some sticky grenades at it.
Okay. Roll to throw sticky grenades.
Phosphorus grenade.
Can I con to try to...
Wake back up?
Yeah.
Sure. I also medicine 19 to...
I rolled a natural one.
I medicine 19 to bring him back.
I have thrown three dice away in the first half of this episode.
So, you stay asleep, but your sleep is filled with the screams of Wendigos. So it's horrifying, horrifying sleep.
Do I take damage?
No.
Okay.
You don't bite yourself with your own beak.
No, I didn't
it's
mean
too
like that.
Damn low.
But like...
So many crit fails, and I've yet to roll over a 26. Except for that one time when he passed out, it was a 70, but still. Not in the 90s. That's what I want.
So, do I hit it?
What'd you roll?
Oh, I got a 17. Unless I'm proficient as a soldier, so it would be 19.
I mean, I would say it's your proficient.
Possibly even 20 if we get a plus 3 proficiency.
However,
six.
You did not hit. The sticky grenade landed pretty close, and it stuck to the wall. So it's definitely going to do damage, so you can roll damage. But it looked like it moved out of the way.
All right, what are my sticky grenade damages?
1d20, minimum of 5, and a 10-foot radius. I have it written down, because I also have them.
I get a 12.
All right, so it goes boom in the hallway.
Well, that's new.
Yeah, there's a large flash. And, yeah, that exploded. You hear a roaring noise and a not skittering, but sort of a cross. It's like a wet skittering down the hallway.
Can I try to roll to wake up?
Yeah.
All right, and then for my last turn, I'm going to run away.
Damn.
I got a 4.
Okay. You don't wake up.
Try to medicine him awake. I got a 15. 16.
Yeah, you slap him, and he's just shivering, but he's awake. His eyes are all the way open.
Hey, Yakish. Hey, buddy.
Doctor.
That's me.
Dr. Captains.
Yep. Yep. How you doing there?
I would rather have been dead in the Jaeger factory than to be here right now.
Well, that's not how it worked out.
Zoop, Zoop, what did you find?
And as you athletics back, we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Well, first off, I want to say Happy New Year. Fuck 2020. And as discussed at the end of the year, we do have some changes that are being implemented now that it's 2021. Some rewards are going away, some are changing, and some new ones are being added. Definitely go to patreon.com/botchedpodcast to check all that out. But also an update for last year's rewards. If you got anything in before the end of the year, it is going into this year's content when we can fit it in. Also, any of the reward boxes, those are being sent out as we speak, so... you know, as long as the mail doesn't lose it, it should be on its way. I will say this about 2021. We are super excited about it because our Patreon guests that we have lined up are fucking phenomenal. And yeah, if you want to listen to those episodes when they come out each month, patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Trust me, you do not want to miss it. And yeah, just want to say thank you for all your support through 2020 and all the years before that. And looking forward to... you know, having more great episodes with the rest of you crazy, crazy, fucking crazy people in 2021. All right, let's get back to the show. And we're back. All right, so AJ arrives and he rematerializes. What happens when you rematerialize? What's your benefit?
I only have half hit points.
What?
Okay.
That seems like a really bad idea.
It says I only have half hit points, and it doesn't say for how long. So I'm assuming
probably till you rest. Till you
not forever.
Till you rest and reheal. All right.
Well, then I'm gonna use my fucking med kit on you.
You lose 10. Somehow. I suck it out.
7 hit points. Back.
Sweet.
You're at half plus.
That's a pretty good percentage of my hit points.
Sweet.
Okay.
So what did you see?
I saw, yes, well, I saw, like, Yakish, except maybe, like, a rotting, dead zombie Yakish, and he was on the ceiling, and he dodged my grenades, so he's very fierce.
Okay.
So be careful.
That checks out for what Yakish knows of Wendigos.
Down to here, there's a Wendigo on this ship.
Is that a Wendigo?
Are Wendigos undead?
They are the abominations!
Oh, like the thing on that skiing game.
That's the abominable snowman!
Oh, okay. The abdominal snowman.
And that's a ski free!
So, yeah?
Kish, yes, Kish.
Kish. Tell us about this Wendy.
They are the terrible threat on the entire universe.
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling that
the ceiling?
That the suit poo is now Wendigo.
Wait, it's like evolving in Pokemon? You start ghoul, banshee, vampire, and then eventually Wendigo.
No, it's not like that.
Like a Mothman.
Critical 20.
Jersey Devil. Chupacabra.
Do you admit that everything you've said so far is bullshit, but this is like a real legit monster that you're not prepared to handle?
No.
Okay, just checking. You crit 20, so you have a moment of clarity.
Yeah, well, I always have moments of clarity. I'm an alcoholic.
No, you have moments of Claritin. That's different.
Yes, it's how you get the meth. They say that these abominations were once their regular peoples until they commit heinous acts against their own kinds. I would only have to guess that suit poo
an alimony suit.
She
terrible crimes against your own species.
Unforgivable.
She probably ate one of her friends because that is how Wendigo is made, by committing
Cunnilingus.
Well, the translation
is Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus rice. Damn it!
Guy got to listen to Bible fish. No, that's not what I was trying to say. The cannibalisms.
Cannonballism.
Yes, a bird rentals of the fire friend of God's it.
That's bad.
Yeah. Can they survive in space?
They, most certainly!
Okay.
Do I have proof? 100%! I have a pamphlet written from my brother-in-law, Plaku, who says they can't be put in space because they can fly.
So each one of his pamphlets on monsters looks like a Field of Screams, like pamphlet that you get, like you see in the Halloween. Now, for anybody,
these
out there,
are the just, ancient texts of my peoples.
Yeah, just any sort of Halloween park
attraction, haunted hayride,
haunted hayrides, or whatever. You know, you've seen the pamphlets, it's
corn maze.
It's the Field of Screams. That's not funny because the Lancaster location is very rapey and have had many lawsuits against them.
Jesus.
But they are scary. Whoa. And I can't deal with them because I have actual fear and paralysis against them.
Okay.
Have you tried alcohol for your fears?
What about meth?
Yes.
Roll me an intelligence check with an advantage, Yakish.
Oh. Which one are you are going to fail me?
I hope you double botch.
Have you tried self-actualization? It's the first step into solving all of your problems.
I got an 8!
You should read the book, The Secret.
You know they're very tricksy.
And then figure out how all the contributing authors criminals.
I have no secrets in my life!
You know they're tricksy. And you feel like you know why they're tricksy or how they're tricksy, but it's just escaping your memory.
It's because they're wicked and false.
It's true.
So, they eat people.
So be wary.
Do I remember
of
how to
scary?
That's a good joke.
Thank you.
Do I remember how to kill a Wendigo?
Fire. Typically is the best
fire.
What, right now?
Can I roll for it?
Yes. You can
with
roll
advantage?
Yes.
I have the pamphlets.
Because you are afraid of them to the point where you've done a lot of research on Wendigos, so yeah.
No, it's like the church and women.
I got the 10.
they're like fire bad.
The only way to kill Wendigo is to send them back to
heck.
Helios, where they came from.
Helios.
That's not where he came from, I don't think.
Helios.
The planet that manufactures Heelys?
Yes.
Heelys, the fucking shoes with wheels in them?
We have Helios to roll 5. Them back to where they came from.
Okay.
One roll heel back. At a time.
Roll back. This is layaway season, but okay. All right. So as you're having this discussion, you...
The Wendigo appears.
No, but you do hear a distant echoing down the hallway.
So do you guys want to fight it here or make our way up to the control section on the bridge and then fly it back to the Jaeger facility so that we can just have them
blast it,
cleanse it, and then we can turn this cruise ship into a warship?
Yes. Everyone knows Jaeger's bit fire, so it's probably a good idea.
That's a very good idea.
I got a question, like... Out of game question.
Sure.
What are we getting to finish this task?
This is your question,
bro. This is yours.
You get upped in rank.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, you get paid finally. And you're like leader of your
Are you in an MLM?
Your Crusader Corps.
MLM, yeah.
Yeah, MLM.
So are you.
But that's my MLM. Are you in a different MLM?
What if we put Keith on this ship and give him the task to eliminate the...
drive it into the sun?
The Wendigos.
The doors are sealed.
That's right. I forgot.
Like we're going to have to find a different way out.
I'm going to... Shut up, hold on.
Yakish, get into the vents.
Critical 20, it is up to me!
What?
To kill this Wendigo with my bare testicles!
I don't think that's a good idea.
You have bears for testicles?
Perception.
Okay.
With a 20.
You hear it, and it is definitely approaching.
Where's the vent?
The closest vent is actually in the floor.
I slip into it.
God damn it, he's making us play Among Us.
Oh, he came out of the vent. Shoot him.
That octopus is sus.
He's a Wendigo.
I'm going to try to work my way behind the sound.
The question is not Wendigo, but where to go. That's why we duck.
That's why you duck.
All right.
That's why we duck.
Z-team, let's go up to the bridge. Because... Yakish just decided he's gonna 1v1 solo this Wendigo on his own.
Okay.
You're on point, Captain.
All right, let's not use the flesh elevator.
Okay.
Let's find the stairs.
So that is currently the only mode of transportation is the flesh elevator, but there is a ladder in it.
Well.
This ship doesn't have stairs.
No.
Or like it. What?
Where on the Enterprise are there stairs?
And then there's
everywhere.
The ladle room.
They're all over the place.
They're not stairs. They have...
Yes, they don't just use the ladders. Tubes.
They have ladders ramps. In the tubes.
Are there stairs?
On the USS Enterprise?
On the Enterprise? There are definitely not.
Enterprise.
They're not stairs.
Yeah, there's ladder rungs and there's the turbo lift.
They're only chairs.
Most likely, there are stairs.
Eat a dick.
There's no... most
we
likely
rarely see
a
them
dick.
Part of the ship. Engineering is one of the places we
just like
occasionally
we don't,
see stairs.
We don't see the all aquatic compartments of the Enterprise either that have whales and dolphins in them because
there
those are members
hole.
Of Starfleet. No, no, no. It's all throughout the ship.
Oh.
You can see emergency stairs on a set of blueprints of the USS Enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Checkmate.
Why didn't they ever take the stairs?
Because that's boring for television.
Why would you? No one goes to stairways unless it's a Marvel TV show.
And they're smoking.
That's all true. Right, I want to go
some
up.
Some dude with cord wrapped around his fist. Sorry.
I want to go up the flesh ladder.
Okay.
It's no worse than my bar mitzvah.
Sure, oh. It's just real sticky and viscous.
It doesn't matter to me.
Sure, it's fine.
I like it.
You just start to make your way. Now, this ship is very, very large, so it's going to take you quite a while to climb all those rungs.
There's gravity working, right?
Yeah. Gravity's on right now.
Okay. We should turn that off.
So we need to come?
Well, right now, you can't turn it off.
I mean, eventually.
Eventually.
I'll add it to the honey-do list.
Sure. Okay. So you guys start to climb the ladder. What are you doing, Yakish? You're just going through the vents?
I'm trying to get behind the Wendigo.
Roll stealth.
With advantage.
Why?
Because I asked. If you don't get it, then
no.
You don't ask.
You're just slurping around in a vent. You're not quiet at all. If you were in water, maybe.
27.
You are super stealthy as you make your way through the vent. Do a con check for me. Sorry, con save. As you hear the roaring.
15.
You are shaken, but...
But not stirred.
But not... Well,
disturbed.
Not disturbed.
I'm shaken, but not disturbed.
And it sounds like you're passing by the section where the Wendigo is as it's moving slowly towards where your friends
are. This is your time to face your fears and to actually be hero, and then they make you captain, and you get to do what you want. Don't have to listen to dumb Jordan anymore. Just show them that you're a good squid and take down the evil bad guys and then make a rank inside my investigation paranormal team. This is your time to shine.
And then you get the Escalade with your...
What are you doing?
Popping out of the vent.
Okay.
Behind the Wendigo.
Do a perception check.
I got a critical one.
Holy shit.
Stop it, Philip.
How many times is that now?
That's like eight? Five this episode.
That's
at least.
More than five.
Is it eight?
It's
eight.
Up to at least seven or something.
And nothing bad. You just pop out and you don't see anything because you popped out into a dark part of the hallway.
It's because he inked.
And you're like,
the ink
at the ready,
his,
like,
from his
oh,
ends to...
shit, where is it?
I go back into the vents quietly.
Okay. You go back into the vent. Roll me stealth.
It's an 18.
You don't know you botched, you fuck.
Yeah.
Get in there.
You go back into the vent. You pop out and you go, oh, and you go back in.
Dad, nobody's here for me to kill.
You
I'm
hear it.
Get away with venting.
But you don't see it.
Yep.
Okay. So you guys continue to climb. I will say you are halfway to the upper section of the ship.
So you guys got to keep putting one hand in front of the other. All
sure.
right.
It's hard make this to faster, move though. Quickly because it's so sticky and slippery with goo.
You know what makes goo less slippery?
Goo gone?
Meth.
It's myth. It's myth.
It's meth. Yeah. We're starting to catch on with this guy.
You want some?
You know, maybe a little later when I can
all
get
right.
my meth suit on.
I've got
do you meth. Mind if I do?
Yeah, go for it.
He just starts smoking meth there.
So while we're here on this very boring climb, maybe we could discuss some of the intricacies of, you know, the galactic empire
yeah.
that we're going to start making.
Okay. Like?
Hats are required.
Yeah, hats. You got to wear hats.
What kind of hats? Any hats?
I
want to be a werewolf helmet.
Silly hats, serious hats. Does a helmet count as a hat?
Helmets count as hats.
Okay, just checking.
But hats are not helmets.
Okay.
Early on, maybe we don't, like...
Top hats?
...require a certain kind of hat.
But as the years go by, we change what we require hats
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, subtle changes every year.
Do you tell anybody?
Well, yeah, there'll be an email.
Okay. What do you do with, like, uprisings?
We put them down.
Oh, okay.
Gently.
Idiot.
From a distance.
Quietly.
So did you guys, like, make yourselves in charge of the Jaegers?
Yeah, that was
they're going to be our
just...
instrument of galactic guidance.
Okay. What? I didn't know if you were, like, mm-hmm. you will obey only our orders sort of thing or whatever. But...
Yeah, that's what
they
weekly,
have free will, but
board
we're in charge.
For.
Okay. So they see you guys as leadership.
Yeah, they take
gotcha.
The weekly board meetings
we're
as
like the CEO and the CFO.
Directive.
Oh.
Perception wow. check!
Yeah, roll your percentage.
And soup.
Natural one.
Oh.
Come on now.
What? Here.
You're going to run it? Out of deep. I rolled a fucking five.
Quit faking your rolls.
You don't hear anything. It's dead quiet in the hallway. The only thing you can hear is the sound of your many hearts beating.
I can't believe this. This is fucking so dumb.
So yeah.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. All right, I'm going to start the moving around the vents until I can hear this beast.
Okay. So are you starting to move back towards where it was as opposed to like going past it sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, roll me another perception.
Perception or stealth?
Perception.
20.
This time you sense it. If you pop out of the vent, it's like right there.
Would I be in front of it or would I be behind it?
It's,
I'm going to wait until it's past, so when I pass,
it sounds
jump
like
up and I'm behind
if
it.
If you were to pop out of the vent right now, it'd be like right in front of you.
I want to be behind it.
Okay, then you'd wait a few moments.
I'm going to wait a few minutes.
Not minutes, I said moments.
Minutes and moments are what's the difference except a couple seconds.
So you pop out, and you can see a shadow, kind of, in the shadows. So you know it's there.
I'm going to throw my electric net upon it.
Okay. Roll? Attack?
That die just did good for me, so...
Well, that means it's going to botch.
So this would be a dex throw, right?
Dex attack.
You know what? I got this dice tower. I might
eaten
as well...
That's why you keep rolling botch.
We go on a dex on two
hey,
with
right.
electric net on you.
18!
You throw the net, and somehow it senses the motion... and moves out of the way.
No!
And immediately you feel the piercing
glare. I get
glare.
A second attack.
Okay. How many nets
another
you got?
Net.
I only have the one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
But you immediately it just and
but
turns.
I have a laser whip!
And the burning eyes of this Wendigo.
Great. Okay. Now I have a target. I'm going to try sure. to use my electric... my laser whip.
Sure.
And get it around its head.
Sure.
Let its backbone slip.
An 18 didn't hit.
Whip that bitch in the face.
All right. 21.
The 21 will hit. So you hit it with your laser whip.
Around its neck!
So you're trying to wrap it up.
Or something. I was really banking on that whip.
Some kind of grapple check.
On that net to work.
Yeah, it didn't. So normally whips don't do that. It's just a damage attack.
Well, you can try to
pull
them prone
with it. Yes, but it's wrapped around its neck, right?
Do octopuses have necks?
Yeah, they got like that.
Wendigos?
The
Wendigo is
it's an octopolian. That's a Wendigo.
I'm sure if you brought... Get me an octopus, I can strangle it.
Find the neck. Could you strangle it?
Do it over my hat.
Wouldn't it just slip out of the noose? Can't that like fit into like everything?
Yeah, I don't know why you...
Fucking weird. Why would you ever try and choke an octopus?
Yeah, I guess... Squeeze this thing that can't be squeezed to death.
Well, I guess then,
with my
fine,
hand.
I'll just...
Let's try and strangle Jell-O.
I'll just hit it. I guess hit it with the electric whip?
Yeah, so you
laser
deal,
whip?
You deal damage with the laser whip.
What's
a laser fire? Because it's light?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll deal double damage.
And is it a finesse weapon?
It's a whip, so I believe yes.
Yeah.
What'd you roll for damage?
26 damage.
Ooh. So you hit this thing with your laser whip. The whip hits it, and you see it sear its rotting flesh. And it, like, bubbles, and it's just gross.
Is that a U.S. suit, Pooh? It sounds like you have a message from Plaku.
So you attacked twice.
Yep.
So it's Suit Pooh's turn.
So I move.
Sure, where are you moving?
Back into the vent. Yeah.
Sure, it's also an octopolian.
Yeah, but it's too big for the vent.
How's it bigger?
I mean,
too
only,
big?
Only one octopolian can fit in the vent at a time. Okay.
Yeah, I lock it.
No.
No, you can't do it.
It's just me. It's my vent.
Yeah, I'm going to go back into the
vent. You're going back into the vent. Okay.
The Cosquark.
Okay. As you go back into the vent, it certainly sounds like it is making its way also into the vent.
That can try. You have to do a perception check, and we have to do the what initiative.
Sure.
And then lethal
damage.
It
100% sees you.
Okay.
All right, initiative.
20.
It's less than 50.
It also got a 20, so roll off.
Straight roll?
Yeah.
From Riverstead.
8.
Nat 20.
Okay.
Oh, you lose. He goes twice.
No.
Legendary action.
Legendary action.
This
power kill.
Go more.
That die just rolled a 1. Thanks for your 1 die.
All right. So I'll
1 die go.
I'll cut back to the crew as you're just continuing to climb the ladder.
So I'm kind of I'm really just kind of against the whole hive mind thing. You know, like, it just doesn't seem. We could work with it for a while, but eventually it's...
Well, they're
it's
not a hive mind.
Well, I mean, like, there's a couple of them. You know, there's the evil xenomorph ones.
Oh, well, yeah.
Xenons.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say
Wait,
that
what?
Maybe using moi people with helmets is a good idea, because we're not really a hive mind, but we do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to get at here, is we just need to wipe some of these life forms off the galactic plate.
I'm fine.
Listen, they're antithetical for building a proper society, and you know we don't need them around.
Yes, there's like fucking penis people. What the fuck?
Have we even met them before?
Not yet, no,
I've read of them.
I hate them. Are they even people?
They tend to be pirates.
Yeah, we gonna blow them up.
No, we don't pirates. Necessarily have to just go around and kill them. But I do think that some of these species might retain some kind of, I don't know. Nutritional value for perhaps.
Well, yeah,
we can
them
feed
and
our
feed
new.
To the Jaegers.
Yeah, we feed our new empire the remnants of the old.
Just like a human.
Remember
sounds
when
like
Jorn was scared to fire guns and
now
he's
racial
space,
cleansing?
He's Space Hitler?
Yeah,
Whoa.
I would partake if I ate meat, but.
Well, you're vegetarian?
He's
vegan.
Oh, you're vegan? I didn't know. I forgot that about you.
Okay.
Space vegan.
So while you guys climb and philosophize.
Well, we're planning.
Yeah.
We're plotting.
We're talking about our struggles, all right? So chill out.
Is that, how is that a struggle?
A struggle with veganism.
We're just trying to get the people to really understand that work will set you free.
Oh, boy.
This all sounds terribly familiar.
It's Aloy.
So meanwhile, in the tunnel, or the ducts.
The ducts of love.
The tunnel ducts.
Does a 24 hit you?
No.
What's your AC?
I don't believe you.
25?
It's 40.
Oh, it's 40.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I don't think I can roll 40.
Oh, 63. Weird.
Six crit 20s. You lose.
Does an 18 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to get hit twice.
Oh, yes. What level are we?
Eight.
Six.
Good. Good. It's a good start.
I have no idea, honestly. I think we're level six.
I think we're six.
Six sure. or seven.
Have you rolled your HP?
Yeah.
Have you rolled your HP?
Just wait, I'm going to get to re-roll all of it.
Good thing you didn't go invisible. No, Zoob Soup, it's
oh,
at, Zoob is at half.
The cock full good. What? 34 damage. As this thing just starts to rip and tear at your body, and you can A, feel that it's ripping off pieces of you and eating it, but as it does it, it seems like it starts to go more into a frenzy, like blood in the water with a shark or a piranha.
I get the frenzy with it too.
Okay, then it's your turn, and it's all up in your grill.
Get grill.
Hey grill, hey grill, hey.
So we're in the docking zone, right?
Yes.
I don't think I can outrun it.
I mean, it's basically on you.
Well, I get that. Yeah. So any double move I make, it's going to be a attack move as well.
Well, also attack of opportunity every time you move out of the space.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it can hit my AC with whatever pluses it's got.
Probably.
Yes. This is where I make my stand!
Have you tried opening up 8 grenades with all of your tentacles?
So I have 3 of them on me!
You could set them all off.
So
have you tried kiting it back to the ship and the ship killing it?
I can't outmaneuver it. And if I leave...
You know,
and the doors are locked, and you can't.
I turn my headlamps on.
Yeah, those doors are locked.
Oh, yeah.
There are other ways to leave a ship.
Sure.
Because I'm just saying, if you had accepted
vent
the
yourself.
Myth, you'd probably be all right.
What are you doing?
I turn my headlamps on.
Okay.
What do I see?
Horror. You can easily see the rotting, bulbous, bubbling flesh of the Wendigo. It's... Yeah, it's awful. And it looks like it's constantly shifting and moving around. The testicles, whatever you want to call them, they're all barbed with like little teeth and shit. And its beak is, it's so serrated and jacketed and shit, it looks awful.
Great. I'm going to do both my actions at once.
Okay.
I'm going to take a grenade out, take the pin out, put it in its mouth.
Okay.
And then kick it away.
Okay. Strength to kick it away.
That's it?
I mean...
The grenade succeeds. Players progress.
Do a sleight of hand to try and put the grenade in the mouth.
No, I'm going to take my strength first because that's what I rolled. It's a 19.
Okay.
Unless it's a... Athletics.
It's a strength, and it would succeed.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Okay. So now it's sleight of hand to put it in its mouth.
I know that doesn't hit. 17.
The 17 actually does for just putting something in its mouth because it's such confined spaces.
Okay.
Good.
Roll
dodge
me
versus ranged attacks, not
a
melee.
Dex save.
That's a guy. Google. That's a plus 9. Fuck yeah. That's a 23.
Okay. You barely make it back out of the
not
chompy
a bear,
chomper.
I'm an octopus!
Yeah, well, as you put it in its mouth, it almost snaps its beak shut on your thing holding you in place, but you managed to just barely escape out of it. So yeah, you put a grenade in its mouth and you kick it away.
Well, he's like a lizard. He could just drop the testicle if he was in danger.
That's true. I do like to drop my nuts wherever I go.
Okay. All right. So you kick it away. And you said you rolled, what was it, like a 19?
For?
The kick.
Yeah.
Was it a
19? Yeah, that was a 19.
Yeah, so you kick it a few feet away. And the grenade is inside of it, so it'll probably absorb most of
it. Is it
boom
out of my way? Like, is it far away of a kick where if I move, it's not going to get an attack of opportunity on me?
I would say yes.
I'm moving.
Which means you get an attack of opportunity on it.
No, it's not how it works.
It left your
nope
space.
We've already gone over this. It's not how that works.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay.
And trying to make as much distance. And if there actually, if there's a vent close by.
There is.
I'm popping out and getting out of that system.
Okay. Roll me the grenade damage, but it's, or what's the maximum damage on a grenade?
A lot.
20.
So it deals an automatic 20 because it's inside it.
And it's incendiary.
So 40.
Ooh.
So you.
Plus my dex?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't have to throw it. You just put it in its
mouth. Well, I know, but you should give it to me.
I mean, I'm giving you max damage.
All right, that's fair.
So
60 damage.
20.
40. 6.
So 40. So yeah.
Well, it's 66.
Wait, where are
damage
you getting the
66? Total from the laser whip.
Oh, total. Oh,
total,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, where are we getting 66 now?
Dan, it's on
20
fire.
20 times 2 is 66.
It's burning!
So, yeah, so you slink out of the grate, and there's a big boom, and the grate actually explodes, and you don't see any motion at that point.
What about my puck?
Puck? Oh, it's still beeping.
Truck bob.
Do I know before if they died it stopped beeping?
Sorry. No, death does not indicate a stopping of beeping. It just indicates where the body is. High or low?
Low.
Okay, so it's still beeping. So the tracker is intact. Whether or not it's dead, you don't know.
That's fine. I will wait and find out.
Okay.
It's not, is it my turn? It's the Wendigo's turn.
It would be the Wendigo's.
Yeah.
Well, no, it would be the ladder's turn and then the Wendigo's turn, right?
Yeah, so yep. Then when people try to rebuke our authority,
yeah.
We'll attach brain slugs to them and then send them to find their friends because the brain slugs know everything that you know. And then we'll bring them to the table and say we're going to, you know,
we're going to improve your lives.
We're gonna talk to you and we're going to bring your ideas into the collective, but actually we're just going to put brain slugs on them. And
well,
then,
we should give them a choice. They can either work with us or, well, they can work with us.
Yeah, you could do it willingly or you can do it willingly.
Now, in the next board meeting, we have to bring up the creation of new warships.
Well, yes, because the Jaegers shock troops need, like, penetrator ships to just, like, light speed hit somewhere, and then they would get their drink on and kill everybody that resists and
yeah,
then
like
subjugate
mole machines.
The rest of the populations.
Yeah? You shoot them, and they just dig into the ship, and then they open up. You don't have to worry about finding a docking port or waiting for traffic. You just shoot yourself right on in there.
Yeah, then maybe we could, like, genetically engineer some sort of super killing machines that will hunt down resistance. And, like, if you kill them, if the blood splatters on you, it will then use that to replicate itself again and rip your flesh from your bones and then reassemble itself.
I'm sure my people could do something with the Americans.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a dream about that last night. It was pretty dope. It was very, very weird.
Zoop, Zoop, you've got some pretty crazy dreams. AJ just dreamed.
That was Tristan's dream.
Oh, wait, who's that? One of his previous hosts?
Yeah.
He still haunts me to this day.
So bursting out of the wreckage that is the duct is the Wendigo. It's got a lot of loose, flappy skin, but it seems like it's still kicking pretty well. As it approaches and attacks Yakish.
Can't hit me! I'm a very slippery little
22.
I'm fucked!
And 23.
I'm still standing after all these hits! 23.
Yeah, 22 and 23.
You got another one?
It was just those two attacks.
30 damage on both attack.
34 again. As it just starts to just wrap around you and start shredding with its testicle teeth and biting you with its beaky beak.
Now I'm just picturing testicles with molars.
Yeah.
Hey, Yakish, how's it going down there?
One in the positive.
So he's down. Okay. You just get static and it sounds like chompy, slurpy noises. So no response.
So not great.
Hold on, was it 30?
34.
Total, or was that a second
attack? Yeah, 34.
Attack?
That was total.
Oh.
34 total damage.
Got it. I'm not that great! 34. I feel like I've only got about six more hits in me before this
Wendigo
kills me.
You have 180 hit points left?
Six more hit points.
Six more
hit points. Oh, I thought you said hits left in me. Oh, okay. I was like, damn. He's a goddamn yacht tank.
Nope. I am in the tank because I'm an octopusy, but I got God, there's a lot of blood around me.
Is it your blood?
I don't think so, Kevin.
Oh, that's a good point.
Quick question for you, Yakish.
Yeah, what is it you want, MacDaddies?
Oh, you're hallucinating.
Finally, I'm sobers.
Yakish, you get an attack of opportunity because it stops attacking and leaves you alone.
He's becoming one of them?
I miss. Hold on. Does
Why did it stop?
It's drinking the blood.
Does a 12 hit?
No.
Okay, I miss.
So it screams in your face. Like the beak opens up and you just see inside into like the void. And then it just, and then leaves and goes towards the elevator shaft.
I'm going to make my way to the ship.
Okay.
For salvation and medibots.
Sure. So you're in rough shape.
Yeah, I got
medibots.
The doors are shut.
I just need to go away.
You're not going to infect us, you motherfucker.
You're not going to get on the ship.
I wish you were there to know what I was doing.
It's true.
So, yeah. So
I'm going to start my army dragging myself.
Army yeah. Got it.
How many tentacles do you have left?
Well, it'll be your turn right now, so.
Three.
You'd probably be able to catch up to it.
I'm not chasing that.
Okay. Well, it's going in the same direction. You said you're going towards the ship. It's going towards the elevator. It's the same direction.
All right. Well, then, yeah, I'm going to
You're like save. Neck and neck.
Well, you're not going to attack him?
Based on D&D rules, you're neck and neck.
You know what?
I run away.
I pick my net up.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to throw it over this.
Okay.
Wendigo.
Alrighty. Roll your dex attack.
Look at me. Look. I'm the Wendigo now.
Got 25.
It hits.
Does max damage.
Which is?
12.
Alright, so you do.
And electricity is a form of fire.
24.
Electricity set things on fire, for sure.
So and, yeah, the
it net. Now has I've to spend seen, an action to get out of the net.
I've seen Avatar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, it's wrapped up in this electric net, and you can smell burning, rotting, decaying flesh.
Boogie, boogie, boogie,
of
boogie,
the,
boogie.
Of the
Wendigo. Anybody smell sushi?
And like Yakish. Tom Hanks at the end of Saving Private Ryan, I'm just going to take my gun out and just start blind firing at it.
Okay.
19?
Will hit.
I don't know what my gun damage is, so I'm going to roll whatever I want.
It's a D12.
What? It's whatever you want.
It's a D12.
Aye, that's what I rolled. 8, 11, plus 6, 17. 17. And a bullet fired out of
no.
a gun has fire behind it.
It's not a bullet.
If you yell fire,
which is made of fire. It's a laser.
It's a laser.
Which is fire damage.
Incendiary
laser. We've already
laser.
Established this.
Well...
You argued for it,
Dennis. I feel like a laser beam is different than like a laser net that's just constant and burning.
Would you think that a laser is hot or cold?
The net is electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
If
woogie.
I shine a laser at you.
Would a bullet be fire damage? It's hot.
You said it wasn't a bullet.
No, bullets are off the table. I'm saying in general, a bullet is hot.
So
would
when
it
you
therefore
shoot
be
the
fire
wall
damage?
With a laser yeah. gun, a blaster,
yeah.
does it just leave a hole or is there a scorch mark?
I guess where it's
on fire.
Gorge mark?
Okay. It's fire.
Lasers damage. Are fire damage.
Okay. So anything that's weak to radiant will not 15, be worried about lasers.
17. 17 times 2 is 34. 34. More damage.
Okay. So you pew-pew this thing.
34. And I'm going to hit myself with a...
No.
A sleep dart.
No.
Okay.
You've already done so many actions.
I
You're
did
done.
Two attacks. I still have a move.
You move to get close to it.
Yeah.
To do your attacks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Phil with always wants 18 actions.
Hey, man, if you don't try, you don't
yeah,
get
Yeah, I
them.
Know what your scheme
yeah,
is
no,
every
it's,
time.
It's not a scheme.
It's a scheme.
How I play Dungeons & Dragons.
You guys in the ladder notice that you almost get to the top, and it's a sealed door.
Oh, great.
Can we unseal it?
Shall we unseal it now?
You can try.
I'm going to go to the control panel.
So it looks like the control panel's all kinds of fucked up.
That's fine. I rip it out. We don't need it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like really dripping, just two wires.
It's like dripping with goo in there. It's all
goo. There's so much goo in here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go back to my space college days.
It's gooey.
And remember how to, what wires to flick. I don't. I seem to have forgotten. Zorthox, do you got?
What'd you roll?
7.
Okay. High or low?
I didn't do anything.
I thought you said you just tried to do the wires to get it to go.
I tried to figure out which ones it was.
Oh, you were trying to figure out which wires.
No, I didn't do anything yet.
Okay.
I get a 16.
You're pretty sure you know which wires are supposed to go together, though you're not 100% sure that'll be enough to open the doors by themselves, since the power is very kind of faulty at this point.
Yeah, I'll try it anyway.
Sure.
I've hot wired a car before. Why
Have
not a
you?
Door?
We use a demon. High or low?
High.
When you put the wires together, it sparks, and you hear a... So it seems like the doors just don't have enough juice to open up. You might be able to pry them open, but...
Let's try and open this bad boy up.
Through prying.
Yeah. In these prying times, can I offer you an egg? I rolled an 18.
I rolled a 7.
Wait, is this an athletics check to open this?
Athletics.
Sure.
Fuck yeah, 24.
What?
I get double proficiency, so I get to roll 3 times. I got a 19 in the doy, and I got a strength of 15, so that's like proficient as well, 24.
Okay. So yeah, it's not AJ. What's his name? Zoop Zoop.
Zoop Zoop.
Zoop Zoop, yes. Zoop and Joran each grab one side of this thing, and they just manages to slide the rest of the way open. And what you would normally think of for a control room, it looks like a nest of all sorts of viscous offal, as there's just dripping, hanging sacks all over the place. And, like, just goo runs in from the entry point.
All right, so it's a bit of a fixer-upper.
And at that point, we're going to call it. So thanks much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Botch Brigade. His Lord and Magistry, Big Jim. He was Steve, the Nuck, Big John, Chronic, Ejack Skinner, Shanda Panda, B. Mel, and Daniel H., Lousy Apples, Disgruntled Furniture, and Sparkle Brony 69. You want to support the show? Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and support where you can. If you have a moment, head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It really helps the show grow. We salute you, Kurtstable, because you are this week's
Commander!
And because during the live show we went on a hype train, we salute you, come David on Lieutenants. W. Bean, Kit Kat, He Who Is Steve, B. Mel, A Swan Named Emily, Nicole 0991.
It's not you, Chonky.
And Chonkis McDonkis.
It's a me.
It's
Haru. Thanks for your support. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them at Gozer_music. And as always,
when you infected,
you have to face your fears, and all you have is a handful of grenades and your own testicles. The scream of botched, and we're here, yours. See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
That means the only Thanksgiving option I have is to go to my parents' house. Ugh.
You don't want to go to your parents' house?
Not particularly. I haven't gone to my parents' house for Thanksgiving in probably a decade.
So you're going to order like an ice cream cake and shape it like a turkey, or what?
I'm pretty sure I could probably buy a turkey ice cream cake with bits of real turkey in it.
That seems maybe like a dentist thing to do.
What if you
maybe
slice
you shape
up
like an Oreo
a
ice
bunch
cream cake, like
yeah,
a turkey.
Turkey and then make it into something that looks like a cake?
I can also make my own ice cream cake, so I could just get a mold and then fill it in.
Fill it with frosting. Mold.
I could fill it with mold very easily.